Hey everyone, welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6. I'm your host Mike Wobschall inside TCO Studios at Winter Park. I have a sheet full of your questions. Let's find the answers. Here we go. The first one comes from Greg. With our overcrowded backfield, who do you think will get most of the touches? Well, remember, the Vikings don't have an overcrowded backfield. We're just used to having one guy, Adrian Peterson, shoulder the load for the whole season. More and more teams are going to a by-committee approach in the backfield. The Vikings will be doing that with Jerick McKinnon, Dalvin Cook, and Latavius Murray. We know what Jerick McKinnon can bring, and I expect he'll be an important part of the offensive equation this season. But Dalvin Cook is one of the two new guys, and he's looked very good so far in rookie minicamp and in OTAs. He's a guy who can score from anywhere on the field, and you can use him on all three downs. Latavius Murray has been injured, so he hasn't practiced yet, but we look forward to seeing him in training camp. Our next question comes from Eli in St. Cloud. How good do you think our offensive line will be this year, and how much do you think it will impact our offense? Well, of course, the Vikings were ravaged by injuries along the offensive line last year. Some of those guys are back and healthy. Plus, the Vikings have added a few new pieces to the offensive line, including two new starting offensive tackles, Riley Reiff and Mike Remmers, and of course, Pat Elflein in the draft, who could play guard or center. So far, so good up front. The key is to stay healthy. Mark in Arizona with the next question. Jayron Kearse had a nice preseason last year. I love the way he hits. Haven't heard anything on his progress. Will he have more of a role this year? Well, that would be a natural step in the progression for Jayron. Continue to contribute on special teams and maybe play a little bit more on defense. The issue for him, which is good news for the Vikings, is Andrew Sendejo has been a tough guy to beat out of the starting lineup. He's been the guy next to Harrison Smith the last couple of seasons. And Jayron or whoever else wants to start next to Harrison Smith is going to have to beat out Sendejo first. The next question comes from Dylan. Do you think Minnesota is done in free agency, or you think a signing or two could still come? I think signing a DB would help. Well, you look at the Vikings secondary, and it looks pretty good. Harrison Smith and Andrew Sendejo, who we just talked about, and then some depth behind those guys competing for spots. But at corner, you're loaded with Terrence Newman coming back, with Xavier Rhodes and Trey Waynes on the outside, two first-round picks, and Mac Alexander still learning the ropes on Mike Zimmer's defense. Nice to have a guy like Terrence Newman tutoring him. As for other free agent signings, never rule anything out. You might see a guy or two released once offseason programs conclude, so teams may sign some of those guys off the street. But I think the Vikings are pretty set for their roster when it comes to training camp. Christian from North Carolina has the next question. What update can you give us on Teddy's rehab and the possibility he plays at some point this upcoming season? Well, I'm sure by now you've seen the video that we had last week of Teddy doing his rehab on the field before Vikings OTAs. Very encouraging to see that. Vikings GM Rick Spielman gave an update on Teddy, said he's now able to drop back and throw some passes. All good news, but remember, coming back from this sort of injury is almost unprecedented in the NFL, so we don't have an exact timeline on when Teddy can be back. All we know for now is that he's working very hard and he seems to be on track. The last question comes from Eli. I am a high school student and aspiring sports journalist. What does it take to work for VEN or similar organizations? Well, Eli, it takes passion, so it looks like you've already identified yours, and that's good. If you're going to go to college, poke your head into the sports information office and see if those guys have any extra work laying around that you can do. That's what I did, and you see where it goes from there. That's going to do it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. Thank you for joining us. If you want to be involved in next week's edition, send your question into the email address at the bottom of the screen. In the meantime, stay tuned to Vikings.com. Coverage of OTAs 4, 5, and 6 coming to you this week. One of the best ways to get it is on the Vikings app. So if you don't have it, download it now. That content delivered straight to your favorite mobile device. See you next week.